All right, let's go to, we'll talk more about that at the bottom of the air, Brent. Let's go to our friend Raheem Kassan. He's the editor-in-chief, Breitbart London, expert in terror, Islamic terrorism. Raheem, thank you for joining us.
Hi, great to be with you again.
So I just want to get, for starters, your take on what went down in London with this horrible attack. 22 injured in a crowded commuter train, as I understand it. What's your take?
Yeah, this is the London Underground, the famous tube that is always nowadays so congested and crowded. And you know, just by sheer luck or the grace of God or however you want to think of it, the train had actually pulled into a station and the doors were open when this improvised bucket bomb sent a fireball into the carriage. Now, it was still pretty bad. I mean, people losing skin and, lots of injuries, 22 injuries there. But very, very, very strange situation, because the device did not fully detonate, and the police have both said that they have a suspect and said that they don't yet have a suspect, haven't released any CCTV footage, and as you know, London, the most heavily CCTV'd city in the world, especially in trains and tubes, stations and all, haven't yet released any CCTV footage, which is raising very big questions about whether or not the CCTV footage was working, the cameras are working, whether the police were holding back information for politically correct reasons, and people feel scared, they feel terrified. It's the 39th terrorist attack in Europe this year alone, the fifth in the United Kingdom this year alone.
I'm going to guess that it is not politically correct motivation that is withholding the footage, because we've heard over here now that your prime minister has said that there is a likelihood of another attack. So I'm going to guess they have a guy, they have footage, they're going to pretend they don't have a guy, so the people who are likely to act next are not put on notice that their man has been caught, and see if they can get this next group as well. Is that a reasonable scenario?
It is a relatively reasonable scenario, but that is if you believe that there is a higher likelihood of another attack than the initial attacker attacking again somewhere. You see, if you release the footage and you allow the public to play into the Where's Waldo situation that's going on at the moment, you might find your guy sooner. Somebody may have seen him at a gas station. Somebody may have seen him driving up the motorway.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not going to rule it out, but what I'm saying is they have to have some pretty serious intelligence to be making that call, and the fact that this device found its way onto the train at all suggests that this isn't somebody that was particularly known to them. The British security services have been phenomenal at stopping terrorism in the United Kingdom, and this may well have caught them off guard.
What do you make of Mr. Trump's tweet that they had him in the crosshairs?
Well, I think much like a lot of us, President Trump probably assumes that every single person that is planning something like this are already in Scotland Yard's crosshairs, are already being watched by MI5, and probably 90-odd% of them are, maybe even more than that. But the problem is there are so many now in the United Kingdom. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, the EU's counterterrorism chief disclosed that he believed there are up to 25,000 jihadist-minded individuals in the United Kingdom alone. And so maybe 10 years ago, it was the case that our security services were able to monitor almost all of them. Now I think we're getting into a situation whereby, you know, there are police cuts, there are cuts in the police budgets, there are cuts to our security services budgets. Half the cameras in Westminster, by the way, the CCTV cameras, don't work because Westminster Council, as a local government organization, doesn't want to pay for the upkeep of them anymore. So you've got all of these things coming together, which sort of creates a perfect storm, not of the ability for an attack to be carried out necessarily, but for the security services not to be aware of the people that might be trying to plot these in the background.
Now, you mentioned this politically correct motivation. That's a pretty harsh, if that's really what's motivating people from acknowledging what happened here, or if it is the priority of your government beyond the safety of its citizens, that is a pretty harsh indictment.
The headline right now on CNN is Donald Trump uses another terrorist attack to exploit for his own agenda.
Yeah.
So there, I mean, that is the spin as of right now. It's Donald Trump again uses terror for his politics.
And CNN uses Donald Trump again for their politics. I mean, we can keep doing it. And I've just used CNN for my politics. And we can keep going over and over and over. And that's fine. Here's the thing about why I said what I said in the immediacy. Because when you look at the terrorist attacks that have happened across Europe, as I say, 39 now attempted or carried out terrorist attacks in Europe this year alone. When you look at all of those situations, within hours, a couple of hours, all those police services and governments, be it France and Germany and Belgium, wherever it was, released the CCTV footage. It happened here in the United States as well. The idea that you have to give the public some reassurance usually comes ahead of any corollary security concerns. So you're probably right in saying that it's one of two situations here, and I feel that you're erring towards one. I'm probably going to be erring towards the politically correct motivation here.
Well,
I think.
But the fact that you err that way, though, that's what I was taking note of, that you live amongst this and your assumption is, well, that's why they're doing it. That's an indictment, in my opinion, of them, of the government.
Why don't you tune into the BBC or Sky News or listen to the coverage of this attack in the United Kingdom at the moment? The immediate concern for every television anchor, for every politician, all of them say, what are we going to do to stop Islamophobia in the wake of this attack? They don't even take a minute to say things like that.
Well, that's what happened here.
Very upset.
Very upsetting. And that's what happened here in the heels of the San Bernardino attack. There was a lot of that kind of rhetoric. And I think that was our bottom. I think that's where we kind of turned back from that.
There.